Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. Today is a very special day because we're starting our travel unit. We're traveling to Xi'an, and we actually have the author of the article in here today. Could you introduce yourself?
My name's Mike, and it's good to be here. I'm tired after my flight from Xi'an.
Well, Mike, could you please tell me, what's the one thing that stands out in your mind the most about traveling to Xi'an?
Well, of course, the most famous thing in Xi'an is the Terracotta Warriors, which is at the tomb of the Qin Emperor. I'm sure everybody has heard of it. It's these thousands and thousands and thousands of clay statues of warriors, an entire army of soldiers that were meant to guard the tomb of this Qin Emperor.
Wow, Mike, did it have sort of a scary feeling when you went there? I can imagine all these warriors, you know, made of stone or whatever, just looking at me.
Well, it was a little bit eerie because these things were over 2,000 years old. So it was like watching this army from 2,000 years ago just come back to life. It was an incredible experience.
Wow, okay, I'm really, really interested. So what do you say, listeners? We open up our magazines to our travel unit, and we've got the author here, Mike, who's been to Xi'an, and he's going to take us through his voyage. From its Tang Dynasty pagodas to the Ming Dynasty walls, Xi'an is a city that is filled with history. Being the capital of no less than 13 dynasties, Xi'an, which means Western peace in Mandarin, was for a long time the seat of power in China.
Walking through the heart of the city, I crossed a plaza crowded with people. Men and women of all ages were standing, eating ice cream and enjoying the early evening. Children were flying long strings of kites printed with the red and blue designs that Xi'an is known for. Some had tied several strings together, and the long tails of these kites drifted impossibly high above the square.
Wow, so we're getting a little tiny taste of what it's like to go to the city, but right now let's go to the top of the article and start. From its Tang Dynasty pagodas to the Ming Dynasty walls, Xi'an is a city that is filled with history. Well, I'm sure everyone who's familiar with anything about Chinese culture knows what a dynasty is.
That's right. A dynasty basically means a line of kings, a line of emperors who ruled. So there's the Tang, there's the Ming, there's the Qin, like we talked about at the beginning of the class, and there's the last one, the Qing. These are all dynasties. They're all groups of emperors that sort of ruled together.
And these people who were involved in the dynasties, did they make these pagodas, or how exactly did it work?
Well, they would sponsor these pagodas. A pagoda, of course, is like a Buddhist structure. It's a little bit tough to describe, but it's like a tower, and it goes up kind of like a wedding cake, with each floor being a little bit narrower than the one beneath it.
Well, it says here that it's a city filled with history. I mean, if you can imagine Xi'an as sort of an empty bucket and just all this history and culture and people and war and pagodas, fill it up right to the top. Being the capital of no less than 13 dynasties, Xi'an, which means Western peace in Mandarin, had long been the seat of power in China. So this is a city of cultural importance. It's really, really important, and it's been the capital of 13 dynasties. That means that 13 different groups of kings realized how special this city was.
That's right. If it's the capital of the dynasty, that means it's the most important city, or it's where the emperor lives. For example, right now, Beijing is the capital of China, and Taipei is the capital of Taiwan. So for Xi'an to be the capital for 13 of China's dynasties means it must have been a very important city.
It's strange, though, that it means Western peace. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think in these dynasties, the safest place was probably to be in the capital. In the capital, the emperor's rule is strong, there's probably soldiers everywhere, so there's probably a lot of peace because nobody would dare go against the emperor there.
Yeah, it says here that it's long been the seat of power in China. Seat of power is sort of a strange expression. What do you think it means in terms of Xi'an, the city?
Well, of course, we talked earlier about how the emperor ruled there. The emperor lived there, so he probably sat there as well if he was going to do some sitting. So that would be where he sat. But, of course, it's just an expression that means the seat of power, means the place where the power is. the place where the people who make the decisions and have the political power sit and live and make their decisions.
Okay, I think I understand now. Well, let's move to the second paragraph, which starts, "Walking through the heart of the city, I crossed a plaza crowded with people." I find whenever I read your travel stories, Mike, you always set the scene, you know, you give everyone the feeling of what it's like to actually be in the city. And right now, you're walking through the heart of the city. Is this like the core of the city where everything is happening? It's hustling and bustling and people are everywhere and it's a little wild and crazy?
Well, of course. I mean, it's crowded with people, so there's lots and lots of people there. It's this beautiful plaza that we're talking about now, which is sort of between these two very important towers in Xi'an. There's a bell tower in Xi'an and a drum tower, both of which were built long, long ago and are very culturally important. They have a lot of history there. So between these two towers is sort of an open green space where a lot of people like to come and rest and relax. And actually, if you look at one of the photographs that's in the article, you can get a really good view, a sense of what I was seeing there, because sort of there's this very open area and people are sitting and eating and walking and talking and enjoying the evening. It's the photograph where in the background you can see the drum tower coming up, and in the front ground you can see these beautiful kites coming up, which we're going to be talking about next.
But first, you have these men and women all standing around, eating ice cream, enjoying the early evening, just relaxing like you were saying. But then we have these children flying long strings of kites, so I can imagine the kites being really high in the sky, and printed on them or put on them are red and blue designs that Xi'an is known for. Well, I know that if a city is known for something, then when you think of the city, you think of that thing. Why is Xi'an known for red and blue designs on kites?
Well, there are a lot of kites sold in Xi'an. People in Xi'an love to fly the kites. And you can see the design in the photograph. It's sort of a red and blue kind of circle type of shape. And it's just a design that they've always printed on their kites. I'm not sure what the origins are of it, but it's something that's very distinctive of Xi'an.
And some people would tie these kites together and let them drift up into the sky?
Well, each one of these strings would be about 10 meters long. So you can fly it, but it's sort of very close to the ground and you can't really do very much of it. Some of these people would have maybe 10 or 20 or even 50 of these long, long strings going as far up into the sky as you could see. These kites became just tiny little dots. They went so high up in the sky.
Yeah, you said here that they drift impossibly high above the square. I know that if something is drifting, it just sort of means that it doesn't really have a purpose in the sky. It's just floating around and not really doing anything, just drifting, like you can imagine dropping a feather or something from somewhere up high. So if these kites are just drifting around, it must have had a beautiful feeling.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point of flying a kite, is there's no purpose to it. There's no aim. There's nothing you're trying to win or to do. Flying a kite is just letting the kite go, letting it drift and letting it go where it wants to go, just wherever the wind takes it. It's a beautiful pastime, a beautiful hobby, and the people in Xi'an really enjoyed it.
Wow, well, that definitely sounds like a beautiful place to hear some Chinese explanations now.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天的旅游单元呢，我们要带大家到西安去游览。我们知道西安呢 is a city that is filled with history。 Be filled with 这个动词片语的意思就是充满。那么一开始呢，有一个 from 什么 to 什么的片语是形容西安这个城市。 From 什么 to 什么是列举说明。列举说明西安呢有各式各样的历史，从唐代的宝塔呢，一直到明朝的城墙。 Being the capital of no less than 13 dynasties, 这是一个现在分词片语，它形容句子的主词西安，说明西安呢，它当过首都，而这个首都呢是13个王朝的首都。西安的后面呢，又有一个which所引导的非限定子句，补充说明西安它的中文的意思呢就是 Western Peace, 而这个城市呢，一直都是 the seat of power, 也就是权力的位置。 说明了西安这个城市的重要性。Walking through the heart of the city, I crossed a plaza crowded with people. Plaza 后面有一个过去分词片语，形容这个广场呢里头有很多的人，非常的热闹。那么形容一个地方非常的热闹，大家各忙各的，各做各的。有一个动词片语很好用，就是 hustle and bustle。 Hustle 的拼法是 H-U-S-T-L-E, Bustle 呢是 B-U-S-T-L-E, Hustle and Bustle 呢通常连用，所以我们可以说这个地方呢 People were hustling and bustling. 我们来看看人们从事什么样的活动呢？ Men and women of all ages, 这个 of all ages 是形容前面的男男女女，各个年龄层的男女呢 were standing, 那么站在那个地方 eating ice cream and enjoying the early evening. 此外孩子们呢也没闲着 ,children were flying long strings of kites, 小孩子在放风筝，而这个风筝后面呢有一个过去分词片语说明风筝上所列印的图案。Printed with the red and blue designs. 所以这个 design 呢非常的 distinctive, 一看就看到了。而这种设计图案呢 that 西安 is known for, 也就是西安著名的。看到这种风筝很可能就想到西安。Some had tied several strings together. 这个 string 呢就是风筝的线。刚才 Mike 告诉我们一条风筝的线呢大约有 10 meters long, 也就是有10公尺长。有的孩子呢把好几条线绑在一起，这样一来风筝就可以飞得更高，就像后半句提到的 The long tails of these kites drifted impossibly high above the square. Drift 当动词来用就是飘，那么这里呢指的是飞翔在非常高的地方。放风筝是西安人非常喜欢的一种休闲活动，也就是一种 pastime。Pastime 的拼法是 P-A-S-T-I-M-E, P-A-S-T-I-M-E, pastime.
It's time now for a short break, but when we come back, Mike is going to take me into Xi'an. Welcome back, everyone. My name's Siobhan, and I'm sitting here with Mike, and we're traveling to Xi'an in our heads at least. But first, we're going to read through the last part of today's article. I climbed up the city's famous drum tower and saw an endless row of red drums painted with traditional Chinese characters and symbols.At the front of the tower stood one particularly impressive instrument. It was at least 2 meters tall. Tapping it lightly with my palm, I was delighted by the low, beautiful sound it produced. As if in response, the beautiful chimes of a yangqin, or Chinese xylophone, came from inside the tower. The musician was a young girl. She wore a traditional pink and blue costume and was giving a performance to a small audience. After listening for a while,I went outside to explore the rest of the tower. Okay, let's jump right into the start of the third paragraph, which begins, I climbed up the city's famous drum tower and saw an endless row of red drums painted with traditional Chinese symbols. Mike, did you feel so small looking at this huge endless row of drums?
Well, the endless row of drums wasn't that bad, because the drums were only maybe 1 meter, less than a meter in diameter, less than a meter across. But there was one enormous drum that really did make me feel small. If the listeners can look at the pictures in the book, there's one picture of me sort of tapping a drum that's painted with a black symbol on it, and it's just enormous. You can't miss it.
So we have these row of drums. If you can imagine just like a long line of things standing, well, perfectly in line. Maybe if you're at school, your teacher says, get in line, and you're in a huge row. You're all standing back to back. I can imagine all these drums sitting there, and they're painted with traditional Chinese characters and symbols. It must have been really beautiful.
Well, it was really beautiful. Again, another one of the photographs shows this long, endless row of drums. And if you look on the front of one of the drums, you can see these Chinese characters painted. They're characters, they're words, but they're not characters in the sense that you would see them today. Because this is an old, old drum tower, they're written in a much older style. I'm not sure. I think it was probably the Ming Dynasty style of writing.
Wow, that's definitely a really long time ago.At the front of the tower stood one particularly impressive instrument. If you saw this instrument that was so impressive, just something that made you say, wow, this is amazing and wonderful, and you just are looking at it and you're almost can't even speak because it's so beautiful, what was it?
It was this enormous drum. Again, the photograph that I mentioned before with me tapping this drum.It was at least 2 meters tall, which of course is bigger than I am. It's an enormous thing, very, very big drum. So I went up to this drum and I tapped it lightly with my palm. If you can imagine me just standing there and going, which is sort of what you can see in the photograph, this me just making, trying to play this drum. I mean, I didn't really have any drumsticks, but I wanted to make a sound. And I was delighted by this. I was made very, very happy by this low, beautiful sound that it produced. Unfortunately, if you look at the photograph, you might see that there's a little sign there that says, no striking. And I realized I saw this sign right after I'd been tapping this drum, that you're really not supposed to hit this drum because I think it's a very old drum and I think they don't want people to damage it. But I was very careful and I don't think I did anything bad.
Uh-oh, so you went to the city and you touched a drum you weren't supposed to, but I guess that helps just making the whole situation more delightful. Was it like, bong?
I don't know if it was that loud and hollow. That sounds a lot more like a bell, just sort of like, bom, bom, bom.
Oh, okay. Well, as if in response, the beautiful chimes of the Yangqin, or the Chinese xylophone, came from inside the towers. So was it like these two drums were talking to each other, responding to what the other had to say?
Well, it was interesting because it was almost like a conversation. That's why I said it was in response, or as if it was in response, because I made this tapping of the drum, and right afterwards, I heard the xylophone begin to play. And of course, they weren't connected. The woman had just happened to be giving a performance at that time, but it sounded to me as if the musical instruments were talking to each other.
Wow, so one was saying something and the other would respond with something else and then that would respond with something else. It does sound beautiful. So we hear some noise from inside the tower. I can imagine you crawling inside or going inside and you look and you see a young girl. She's wearing a traditional pink and blue costume and she's giving a performance to a small audience. A small girl giving a performance to a small audience. How was it, Mike?
Well, it was a great performance, although I felt a little bit out of place there. I think all the other people there were there because they knew the girl. They weren't just people, tourists, just wandering in. And I was certainly the only Westerner there. So it was a little bit strange, but I sat at the back and it was a beautiful performance. She was very good at her instrument.
Did the little girl, did she seem uneasy or a little nervous that someone had just come in, someone who wasn't her family and was watching her play?
Well, I mean, everybody would be nervous performing, especially performing in front of an audience and an old drum tower like that, and she was so young. But I think she was really confident in her playing ability, so that made her, helped her go through it.
So you sat there and you listened for a while and you decided, okay, well, it's time to go outside and see the rest of this tower. You begin to explore it and you're really setting the stage here. I guess the perfect word to describe what you did is cliffhanger. You sort of end it with making us just want to turn the page and jump into the next day of our article.
Well, that's the idea. I hope people want to keep reading because it really is a beautiful story.
Well, it's been a beautiful story already. I mean, you talked about these drums and these beautiful instruments and really entering the heart of the city and learning a lot about the culture and the history of this beautiful city. It's time now for some Chinese explanations.
接下来我们跟 Mike 一起爬上 Drum Tower. I climbed up the city's famous drum tower and saw an endless row of red drums. 他看到的是 a row of, 也就是一排一列，看到一排的红鼓，但是 endless 来形容这个 row 呢，似乎是望眼看过去，看不到尽头，不禁让人觉得人的渺小。Drums 的后面呢又有一个过去分词片语形容这些红色的鼓上呢 painted with traditional Chinese characters and symbols。接下来这个句子呢我们用的是一个倒装句型强调就在这个塔的前头呢 stood one particularly impressive instrument。Particularly 副词修饰形容词 impressive， impressive 呢又修饰后面的名词 instrument 呢指的就是一个 drum， 说明这个鼓呢令人印象非常的深刻，因为它非常的大 ，it was at least 2 meters tall。不过这个鼓呢，其实旁边呢有一个标示说明 no striking 是不可以敲击的。可能 Mike 呢没有看到 ，tapping it lightly with my palm， I was delighted by the low beautiful sound it produced。Mike 去敲击这个鼓，敲击的时候呢，发出的声音呢是非常低沉，但是呢好听的声音。As if in response， 这里的 in response 呢是作为回应。 作为什么的回应呢？应该是 in response to the low, beautiful sound it produced. 但是这个部分省略了。回应回来的是 the beautiful chimes of a 扬琴，扬琴呢就是 Chinese xylophone， 那么这种声音呢 came from inside the tower， 好像在回应前面这个鼓所被敲击出来的声音。 The musician was a young girl， 女孩子穿着打扮呢，在下面那个句子里头我们看到了 She wore a traditional pink and blue costume，后半句呢用的是过去进行式，因为她那个时候呢正在表演。 She was giving a performance to a small audience. Mike 也是其中之一。 After listening for a while， 这里的 I 呢指的是 Mike， I went outside to explore the rest of the tower。最后这句话呢是连接词，然后再加上现在分词的用法，因为听是主动，所以我们要用 ing 来表示。听过一会儿之后呢， Mike 就决定要到外面，目的是 to explore the rest of the tower， 看看塔其他的地方的风光。
Let's take a short break, and when we come back, Mike and I are going to talk a little bit more about Xi'an.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike, and I'm telling you all about my trip to Xi'an, and I'm really glad to have you all with me for this beautiful, incredible experience. And of course, we started this article talking about how old and how much history there is in Xi'an. It's a city filled with history because it was the capital of so many dynasties, the Tang Dynasty and the Qin Dynasty. Now, I was walking through the heart of this city, and I was walking through a plaza with lots of people around. It was between these two very old towers, and people were just out enjoying the evening. They were flying kites and eating ice cream, and of course, these kites were just incredibly beautiful and drifted very, very high up into the sky. And we learned next that I went into this very old, very famous drum tower in Xi'an, and I was walking through the drums and tapping on one of the drums with my hand before I realized that I wasn't supposed to be doing that. And then I heard a beautiful Chinese xylophone being played from the inside. So I went inside the tower and I heard this xylophone being played, and I listened for a little while, and then I went outside and I wanted to explore the rest of the tower.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Mike. It's time now to read through today's article one more time. From its Tang Dynasty pagodas to the Ming Dynasty walls, Xi'an is a city that is filled with history. Being the capital of no less than 13 dynasties, Xi'an, which means Western peace in Mandarin, was for a long time the seat of power in China.
Walking through the heart of the city, I crossed a plaza crowded with people. Men and women of all ages were standing, eating ice cream and enjoying the early evening.Children were flying long strings of kites printed with the red and blue designs that Xi'an is known for. Some had tied several strings together, and the long tails of these kites drifted impossibly high above the square.
I climbed up the city's famous drum tower and saw an endless row of red drums painted with traditional Chinese characters and symbols. At the front of the tower stood one particularly impressive instrument. It was at least 2 meters tall. Tapping it lightly with my palm, I was delighted by the low, beautiful sound it produced. As if in response, the beautiful chimes of a yangqin, or Chinese xylophone, came from inside the tower. The musician was a young girl. She wore a traditional pink and blue costume and was giving a performance to a small audience. After listening for a while, I went outside to explore the rest of the tower.All right, listeners, now it's time for today's vocabulary.
Dynasty. The Yuan Dynasty was the only one ruled by the Mongols.
Wow, dynasties have been around for a long time, and something tells me that they're just always going to be there, if not completely in the front, a little bit hiding in the back. Drift. The feather drifted in the air, carried by the soft breeze.
Drifted can also refer to traveling without purpose, so you can almost say I was drifting around China in the way that I was traveling. Road. endless rows of buildings stretched across the cityscape.
Wow, I just climbed Elephant Mountain the other day and I was looking out and just saw the endless rows of buildings that make up Taipei. It really was quite a beautiful sight. All these buildings lined up perfectly in a row. You just saw so many of them. It was really impressive. Speaking of impressive, the next word is impressive. Sunsets in the mountains always provide an impressive display of colors.
That's right, and this word can be used in many different ways as a noun, a verb, or an adjective. If you think back to those great drums that I was seeing, these drums were very impressive, as I said, and you could also say that the drums impressed me, to use it as a verb. And because it impressed me so much, it made a strong impression on me. It made me think differently about the drums. That's using it as a noun. And you can also use it a different way by saying impressively. So that's to do something in an impressive way. So I could say the drums were very impressively displayed.
Wow, Mike, you really impressed me with using all those different ways to say impressive. It was an impressively amazing display of using the word impressive.
Response. When Sarah made a funny face, the baby smiled in response.
You can have this English phrase in response to. So maybe I can say, well, in response to Mike's refusal to go to dinner with me, I hit him.
I remember when that happened.
Yes, okay, well, his way to respond to that would be, no, Siobhan, it's never going to happen, something like that.
Well, some responses can be nicer than others.
Yes, okay, we're just having a little fun. All right, now it's time for our sentence for you, and today it's be known for.
Why did you choose this particular restaurant tonight?
Because it is known for its delicious desserts.
Wow, I know I've had a lot of fun today talking about Xi'an. These trips were so much fun for me to live through, and I really like coming in and doing these articles and talking about them because it gives me a chance to share my experiences with all of you, and also it gives me a chance to feel all the incredible emotions I felt at that time all over again.
Wow, okay, so you get to travel with us just like we're traveling, reading your whole article.
Well, that's a beautiful way to put it, and it really captures the way I feel about things.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed it as much as Mike and I did, because guess what, listeners? We have 2 more days. So if you want to learn more about Xi'an and more about all the different things that make this city special, then come back and join us for the 2 more days of Cultures Connect in Xi'an. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Mike.
See you in Xi'an.